We are all in this world to be ourselves and have fun. And whenever we are trying to be somebody else and have fun, whenever we're trying to manipulate somebody else's life, whenever we're trying to tell somebody else how to live their life, we're not being ourselves and having fun. Because if we're being ourselves and having fun, we have no interest in what anybody else does. Because anybody else come into our world and they fit with our program. They fit with who we are. They fit with our dreams, our desires, our goals, and we are not interested in telling another person how to live their life. We live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so satisfyingly that everyone looks at us and says, hey, that's cool. That's cool. You know, you're quite a person. That's nice. And we never butt into another person's life telling them how to live, even our kids. We don't tell our kids how to live. We are a living example of how to live. We are always doing everything right. If our kids follow our life, our kids will be the most beautiful kids in the world, because we are the most beautiful people in the world. Now, if our kids ever shine on something that's not cool, we must look at ourselves and say, what did I shine on to them that's not too cool? Because they're my reflection. But not only the kids. Our husband or wife is the same way. Our husband and wife is a pure reflection of what we believe about ourselves. If we don't believe about ourselves that we're beautiful beings, our husbands and our wife are not going to be beautiful beings. They're not going to be happy beings. They're not going to be satisfied beings. They're going to be always after something new like we are. But if we like ourselves and are having fun all the time, hey, cool. The world is just the way it should be. There is no goal that you ever want to go after. There's no desire that you ever want to fulfill. There's no dream that you ever want to have. Because you live your dream. You live your desire. You live your world. You live it. It's not a matter that it's going to be. It is. Make sense? It is in the now. Whatever you're dreaming, you're visualizing it in the now. Realize that you're doing this in the now, and it's not going to be something later. It's not going to be something that's to be, but it is and is right now. And that's being yourself and having fun. Being yourself and having fun is not anticipation, because that's not fulfillment. Being yourself and having fun is not trying to say in the by and by something's going to happen. In the past something happened, or in the future. It's whatever is happening right now. And if we can train ourselves to realize that, train ourselves to know that to be myself and have fun means right this minute, right this second. And that's what it's all about. Now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We all have periods where we feel tired. We all have periods where we feel we put in a long, hard stint is probably right too. A long, hard stint in doing whatever we're doing, and we feel a little sorry for ourselves. We're a little tired, and we want to sit back and relax. We want to just not do anything for a while. That's the time that we should not do it. That is, we should not feel sorry for ourselves. That's the time we should get right up and do something and go out and do something. And as soon as we get out moving, our bodies generate energy. Our bodies feel better. If we lay back and feel sorry for ourselves, our bodies feel terrible. Mm-hmm. You get up and start walking. You get up and start doing something, something creative, something imaginative, not necessarily something earth-shaking, you know, like with a jackhammer or something, but just something that gets you going and gets you out. And like you said, you were pushing yourself to take the walk when you didn't feel like taking the walk too much because it was dark or whatever. And once you started on the walk, it was glorious. It's glorious. I know I take my morning walk, and I take it in the darkness, and sometimes the light's beginning to come out in the morning sun, and so it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And then you're walking along, and it is so glorious. It's so uplifting. It's so strengthening. And I thought of staying in bed. What I would have missed. What I would have missed. And when I got done, I just was all filled with energy. I was all filled with power, because I had energized my body. I had used my muscles. I had awakened myself up, and I felt just wonderful. And this is what we really should do more of. It's just when we feel inclined to do something, go do it. Rather than sitting back, well, I want to finish this book, or hey, no, set the book down. The book will be there when you come back. Don't worry about it. Just go and do whatever your heart tells you to do, and you will feel so happy about it. And in the feelings, I was thinking about what Heinz was saying to me yesterday. He was saying that the moralism and the traditions of yesterday are not the traditions of today. The traditions of integrity, the traditions of honesty, the tradition of morality, the tradition of respect for womanhood, respect for manhood, the respect for humans, for the divine man, for the divine woman, the divine creature, those respect for all those things, that's passé experiences in the life of humanity. And then this morning I was thinking about, that's far from passé. That is what life is all about. And we may term it a little different. The only thing that has changed from when I was a youngster to today is that today people think they can have sex anytime they want with whomever they want, anywhere they want, and it doesn't make any difference. They feel that there is no limitations on sex, that they can go out and do anything they want, and that's okay. Well, it's not. It's not okay with me. It's okay if somebody else wants to do that, that's their business, but it's not okay, and it's not okay with me if somebody else wants to do it. If I create a world of people who have no values, they don't value the sexual experience, they don't value morality, they don't value human rules. I went to prison because of my values, and I was blamed for the very things that would be the last thing in the world that I would ever be aware of or participate in, for sure, you know. And it wouldn't be the last thing in the world because it would never be in the world. But it came, and because I stood up, I was knocked down. But I still am standing up because I believe those values are so important, I would give my life for them. I believe those values are so important that I would teach them to every child and every man, every woman, every person that I ever meet. Not that they have to follow my way, but I would teach that. That is what I live, that's what I believe, and that's what I am. And I always will be that. I respect life. I respect the mode that we have as a human being for creating life. And I respect that sex in marriage is a perfectly wonderful and fantastic thing. Sex outside of marriage is a little tenuous, whether it is the right thing or not. You say, well, my gosh, most people have sex before they get married. And all right, so they do. And most people build a house before they get married. Most people drive a car before they get married. Most people beat their wife before they get married, or beat their husband before they get married. What do you call them, a wife or husband before they get married? Well, no. Marriage takes place the moment two individuals are harmoniously tuned with one another and they love each other with all their heart. Then those two people would not want to do anything which would jeopardize the perfect marriage that they're going to have. They would not want to have a sexual relationship before they get married because they treasure the marriage so much. Why get married? Why get married if you can have sex anytime you want? You follow me? Mm-hmm. Why get married if sex is not going to be part of the marriage program? If sex is just a matter of something you do whenever it's convenient to do it, you know, then it's hardly sacred, it's hardly special, it's hardly wonderful. Now, I'm not judging anyone on this. I'm not telling anyone how they should live their life, but this is what I believe marriage is. And I believe marriage is something so sacred and so beautiful that, and I believe that sex is something so sacred and so beautiful that it should not be something that is misused or misdirected or what have you. And you might say, well, Herb, I know this and I know that. Okay, so you know this, you know that. That's fine. This is my opinion, and everyone is welcome to their opinion. And I would not tell you that you have to live by my standards, but I would just tell you that these are things that are precious to me, things that I have reserved in my life. And if you like it, great. If you don't like it, great. If you want to argue with me about it, I have nothing to argue. I only tell you that's my feeling. And this is what I taught my son. And when he got married at 25, that was, I know he had sex a little before because his girlfriend introduced him to it. And or maybe he introduced her to it. No, he didn't. She had been married before. But that was his first experience, and he married the girl. And that's fine. But that doesn't say yes or no. But that's what I taught him. And this is what I taught my wife. And when my wife left me and went off to with this cop to have sex, and then he started suggesting they have group sex, she flipped her wig and she said, no way. And then she came back to me and she said, we had a perfect marriage. We had everything, you know, ideal in its beautiful way. And I goofed. And I said, yes, I know you goofed. And that was okay. But you see, we all have to live whatever standards we have. We all have to live by whatever goals and directions we have in life. And if sex and freedom of sex and promiscuity are okay in your book, then that's okay. But if they're not, then that's okay too. You all have to follow whatever is your path. Make sense, Heinz? Make sense? So believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. And I happen to know all about all of you. So I know sort of where I'm talking to, but I still don't judge you. I still don't say you're doing right or wrong, whatever you're doing, because it has to be what makes you happy and what is your personal integrity. So that's my interesting talk for this morning. You couldn't get much more sexy than that, could you? I love you, and I see you all being yourself and having fun and having, number one, integrity, number two, honesty, number three, loving the world and teaching the world values that you hold dear and true. And so it is.